morning. Welcome to Coulter's podcast. I am Denise McKenzie. I'm head of sales and purchases at Coulter's, and I am here this morning with my colleague Nicola Simpson, who is associate director of purchases. Welcome, Nicola.
Hi, welcome.
So this is one of our first podcasts that we're doing, and hopefully there's going to be quite a few of them that people can follow us and hopefully get some good advice. Today we are specifically going to talk about buying a property and what that involves, and how to get the best deal when you're buying a property, whether it's your first property or whether you haven't bought for a few years, then how to get the best deal from that. Now, I would say that speed is of the essence when you're looking to secure a property. The property market can move really quickly, and often on a Monday we are completely inundated from people who have viewed over the weekend, and suddenly there is an urgency to note interest in a property or to make an offer or to give advice. So I think speed is really important. What would you say, Nicola, is crucial for clients when they're thinking of buying?
Yeah, I would agree. I think speed is key. I think as soon as you see something that you're interested in, or you've maybe seen it at the weekend, get straight in touch with your solicitor. And that's something that I think we do really well. We're sort of at the end of the phone, or drop us an email and we can come back to you really, really quickly. I think that you're right, the property market is moving so quickly at the moment that sort of getting a note of interest in or getting an offer in is key, because you want to sort of be one of the first people to do so. So I think speed is absolutely essential.
And it's also, I think, getting the right advice, because I think if people haven't done this before, they're maybe unsure what they should do first.
Yeah.
But probably a huge consideration for them is, what is it going to cost?
Yeah.
So probably the first thing that buyers do is contact agents to find out what their fees are.
Yeah.
Now, we're excellent at getting out quick fee quotes. You know, we speak to a client and we get some background information.
Yeah.
What kind of information would you ask a client when they're asking about fees?
I think first and foremost, you know, is it your first property? Are you a first-time buyer? Are you buying someone else? But also, do you own any other properties? I mean, it can be slightly more complex. I think if you own other properties, there's things to additional dwelling supplement and land and buildings tax. It can seem like a bit of a minefield. And I think that's why we ask questions first and foremost to try and establish actually exactly what you're paying. And then we can quickly pull together a clear, concise quote so you can have a look at it and you can see exactly what your fees will be. And I think that's really important for people, because a lot of people maybe don't factor in the additional taxes that you need to pay. It's not just a fee. So you need to know exactly what you're paying and how much to budget for. And also getting advice surrounding, you know, if you've not sort of got, and this is why we ask the questions, if you've maybe not spoken to anyone about funding, for example, that's something that you need to do really quite quickly, and we can point in the direction of people that can help with that. But you sort of need to know exactly what's what before you look to note interest or put forward an offer in a property. So getting the right advice is absolutely key.
Yeah, I think it's information gathering.
Definitely.
And just to touch briefly on the land tax and the additional dwelling supplement that you mentioned there, if you are a first-time buyer, then there is actually some tax, land tax relief that you can get, so we would advise people of that. But as Nicola says, if you're buying a second or subsequent property, there is an additional tax that may be applicable. In our experience, often people are not aware of that, and it's quite significant, isn't it?
Oh,
4%.
It's just gone up to 4%. And it can be, it's really significant. Yeah, and it's something that a lot of people maybe don't know about or haven't factored in. And it can be a substantial cost. And if, you know, if you're sort of looking at your figures, you need to be aware of that, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And fees can differ. It's like anything, you know, you're providing a service and other people may provide a service for a much lower fee.
Yeah.
But going back to the first point, which was, you know, speed and how quickly you have to move, it's crucial you're getting good advice. And
definitely.
Sometimes you do only get what you pay for, and you're speaking to people who are experts at negotiating, but also they can guide you in terms of what other things you should be looking out for.
Definitely,
So the first thing, if people have contacted us and they've asked us for a quotation for fees and we've provided that, then really the next step is for them to formally note interest in the property?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, formally note interest and speak to ourselves. And then from our point of view, we would look at sort of everything. So we'd speak to the agent to see how much interest there is. We'd request a home report and we can look through that. I mean, home reports are sort of fairly lengthy documents that you have to trudge through, and we're very good at spotting exactly sort of, you know, what might be problematic, what might need further investigation on a home report, and just getting a feel for what's happening with that property. I mean, I would say that the market does move quickly, but every property is very different. You know, and I think we need to take every property on a case by case basis. Not any one property is the same. So it's about sort of having a chat, sort of seeing what the client's sort of needs are, and then sort of tailoring that to how we approach each individual property.
Yeah. I think every property is different. Yeah. And, you know, it used to be maybe pre-recession, people were focused on percentages, what percentage over the price will that sell for?
Yeah.
And I think it's really difficult to say that now, because you're right, each property is different. And we, as people that do this every day, pull different information from each property. So,
yep.
You know, as you say, we look at who the selling agent is, but we also look at who the selling agent is to then know from our experience, yep, how experienced they are at negotiating.
Definitely.
And what kind of deal we can drive. But also, you know, it's about how long has the property been on the market.
Yep.
The home report provides information, obviously, on the value and the mm-hmm. condition of the property. But it also has a property questionnaire attached to it,
yeah,
which the seller completes, and that shows how long they've owned it.
Yeah.
So if they've only owned it for a short time, a few years or maybe slightly longer, we have access to certain databases where we can see what they've paid for it.
Yeah.
So we can then weigh up whether something is now on the market for a lot more than they've bought it for. So what have they done?
Yeah.
Often we can locate old sales brochures as well, so we can see, you know, comparable pictures.
Yep.
So it's that kind of information that we're drilling into that perhaps your regular buyer would not be aware of,
yep,
or perhaps other agents would not do.
Yeah. And I would also say as well, speaking to clients, when they go out to see the property, often they will have had, I mean, if it's the owner that they've met, they will quite often had a conversation with them, and they may know about the seller's position, whether they've got an onward purchase or whether they, you know, have to sell quickly or they can take their time or whatever that might be. And I think that's important to have that chat, because every seller is different and every property is different.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to just try and gather as much information as we can, so that when we are thinking of any offer that we're putting in, we have all the sort of all the tools at our disposal to put the best offer,
yeah,
forward, I think.
Information gathering.
Yeah.
And also, I think when people go out and review properties, as you say, they maybe make a connection with the seller and they're,
yeah,
chatting, whatever. They're not necessarily being as diligent as they should,
yeah,
in looking around the property. And
mm-hmm.
I'm always surprised that when people go and view, they can be in and out in 15 minutes, and then they're spending hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily switching on the shower to see what the water pressure's like,
yeah,
or, you know, opening kitchen cabinets to
mm-hmm.
see that they're not hanging off the, you know, hanging off the wall. It's just a really kind of cosmetic glance that they give it.
Definitely. And I think buying's quite impulsive. I think you've got to, there is an emotional attachment. I mean, I think everyone can say when you look to buy your home, whether it's your first home or your second home or whatever it might be, it's a really emotional thing. And I think a lot of people say to me, they went into a property and straight away they knew that it was one for them. So often they are clouded, their judgment is slightly,
yeah,
clouded, because they are thinking this is what we want. I always try and say to people, if you can get a second viewing, do, because a first viewing, you're sort of slightly looking at it with rose-tinted specs, whereas the next time you go, the chances are you'll maybe spot things that you hadn't before.
Yes.
And I think that's really important. Often the market moves so quickly that you don't necessarily have the opportunity, but if you can, definitely do it.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly impulsive buying, and that's where we come in. That's where we've got to look at all the facts and look at the home report and maybe recommend. If there is something that we think needs further investigation, then we can recommend that,
yeah,
and obviously sort of, you know, point them in the right direction of people that can help with that.
Yeah, because we don't have that emotional tie that they do, so we're,
exactly,
not getting swept up and the kitchen's fabulous or whatever.
Yeah.
But it is buyer beware, and people need to be aware. I also think they should go back for a second viewing, and I think it's good to try and go back in the dark in an evening.
Yeah.
Because often it can be a different environment in the evening. If they've gone during the day, maybe the parking is light, but at night,
yep,
it's a different scenario.
Yep.
But it is buyer beware. When you buy a property and you take legal ownership of it, you will have a period of time to check that things are working in the property.
Yep.
But it's usually only things of mechanical or working nature.
Yeah.
So the central heating or the plumbing and electrics. So if you do get in and you find that the lovely rug that they had in the lounge is now gone and there's a,
yeah,
massive stain underneath it, then you have no comeback, and yeah. it really is buyer beware.
Yeah.
And I think people forget that. I think they do get swept up in the emotion of it.
Yeah.
So we're there to look out for the pitfalls, I guess.
Oh, definitely.
And if there is an issue with the roof or for damp, then we can look into that, and we have access to specialists who can look at that.
Yeah, I mean, we have people that we can sort of recommend that we know that will go out really quickly and provide actually really comprehensive sort of reports for them, because that's what we want. We want people to go in with their eyes open. You know, you need to know exactly what you're buying. And look, we'll get it. Ultimately, it's the client's decision, but we will give you sort of our recommendation on what we think is the best way to push forward. And as you say, we have access to people that can help.
And a common misconception is that surveyors that do the home report check the roof.
Yeah.
Often they don't. They look at the roof from ground level. And if you're a tenement building, then you're very limited in terms of what you can see. So we would usually recommend, if it was applicable, to get a roof inspection. And again, you're paying for that service, so we'll give you that expert guidance.
Well, that said, I think a lot of people sort of do maybe think that surveyors, their job, essentially, this is what I say to people, is a surveyor's job is to go around the property and give an overview and highlight areas that they think might be of some concern. They're really there to do that. If you want to further investigate it, then that's when you get sort of specialists out to the property. They don't necessarily go up onto the roof or investigate anything in sort of huge detail. And that's why we've got to sort of point people in the right direction if we think there's any areas that they need to look at.
Yeah, and we can guide them on that. We can also arrange specialists to go out and you know, we have access to people that will do that. So again, we can organise that.
Mm-hmm.
Once people have identified the property and have perhaps noted interest, often if there's enough interest in a property, it will go to a closing date. So a specific time and date is fixed, and all offers are invited at that time. Now, that can vary whether you're going to a closing date with 3 notes of interest or with 14 notes of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we're giving advice to people to say, you know, this property's been on the market a while, you should offer below the asking price, but equally, we will also advise clients if we think they're going to have to offer tens of thousands over.
Exactly, and I think we need to be really quite honest. You know, it's not an exact science, and we need to just look at sort of all the tools we've got at our disposal, you know, sales comparables and how the market's doing, how many notes of interest there are, and give clients the best advice. Now, it's not going to be right for every client. You know, people do have limited budgets. They can only go up to so much, but equally there's people that could maybe throw more at it, but we say, well, actually, I don't think you should. So it's up to us to give the most honest advice. And I think we both would agree, we are definitely honest with clients.
Absolutely.
You know, we won't say you've got to bid this if you don't need to. You know, we'll guide you. And I think closing dates can be, I think people can get quite intimidated. I mean, I don't know about you, but in my experience, I think people are quite intimidated by a closing date. But actually, I think it's, in a way, it's a deadline for offers, and you know, we just put forward the best offer that we can on the day.
Yeah.
And it actually focuses people's minds sometimes. You know, you've got that date, you've got the time, and you have to make a decision, and the offer goes in.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily, you know, we'll guide people through that, but it doesn't necessarily need to be this intimidating thing that I think people think
exactly.
It is. You know,
and I think if you go in armed with as much information as you can, then really you've done your best, whether the outcome is positive or not, then you really have no control over that.
Definitely.
And ultimately, a property is worth what someone's willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
And we see all the time that sometimes properties sell for wild prices.
I
and
know.
You know, when we're guiding a client to offer a closing date, it's what they can afford. It's how much they feel it's worth to them. The risk with any property, if you're offering a premium for it, and anything over the home report value is a premium, the risk is that the bigger the premium, if you needed to sell quickly, you might not get your money back.
Exactly.
But really, that's up to the buyer to decide, because some buyers anticipate being in the property for many years, and therefore the premium that they're perhaps paying is less of a concern.
Yeah.
But if it's a buy-to-let investor, then really it's a business transaction they're doing. So they have to think about it slightly differently, because it's more of a risk to them.
Yeah.
Because if they do need to sell, if something happens and the rental market drops, then they may need to sell, and the risk is that they wouldn't get their money back.
Yeah, and I think that comes back to what we were saying before, you know, knowing your client and having that conversation with them so that you can advise them to your best ability. I mean, if they're a buy-to-let investor, if they're using it as a sort of looking to buy a family home, that's where we need to try and establish, you know, what they are looking to purchase this property for, and then sort of advise them accordingly from
absolutely.
There.
And at a closing date, if you're unsuccessful, the selling agents will usually give you an indication of where you came in the grand scheme of things. So whether you were 8th out of 10 offers. And they usually give you an indication of by how much you've missed it in terms of over 5,000, over 10,000. If you're the lucky person to get the property, then ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't tend to give any indication of by how much.
No.
And there's no real way of finding that out until much further down the line when the actual title transfer is lodged with Registers of Scotland. So in that respect, it's quite good for buyers. Ignorance is bliss. You're not going to find out by how much. Just be glad that you got the property.
Absolutely. And I think when you do put that offer in, you need to know that you might be paying, you know, you might be paying over the odds, but to secure the property, that's maybe what you need to do. And like you say, you will never find out until it's gone through sort of, you know, maybe, and even then, once it's gone through, you know, you don't know how much you got it by.
No.
And I think you're absolutely right, ignorance is bliss.
And by then, hopefully you're well ensconced in your new house and you're delighted.
And you're loving it, yeah.
You can care less what you paid for.
Definitely, yeah.
So I guess what we're saying is that the property market can move really quickly, so it's crucial for people to get the correct advice and get it quickly so that they are then informed and can make an informed decision as to what agent to instruct, what solicitor to instruct to put their offer in and to guide them and to ensure that that offer is put in swiftly.
Yeah, I think that is, and I think it's really important as well that you know you're choosing something that you can get hold of easily, because there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, after sort of a weekend of viewing and you've got, you know, a property that you love and you want to move quite quickly on, if you're going through to an answer phone and again and again and again, it is so frustrating. And you know, you need to make sure that the person that you're choosing is at the other end of the phone and can pick up really quickly on that, you know.
And what do you think makes Coulter stand out in that respect when we're negotiating for purchasers?
Well, first and foremost, exactly that. We act on any sort of notes of interest or offers very, very quickly because I know how it, you know, everyone knows how it feels. So the worst thing is not being able to get hold of someone. Now, I would like to think that we get back to people incredibly quickly.
Yes.
Even if it's to say, look, we'll look into this, bear with us, we'll move as quickly as we can. Because it's an incredibly sort of tense time when you're looking and you want to speak to someone as quickly as possible. So particularly on a Monday morning, as you said before, that's when we're really busy, but it's about sort of prioritising and making sure that we get back to each and every person that's viewed and wants to buy somewhere.
I think we have to act fast. I think if we don't, you know, if a buyer calls us and we don't act fast, then that can be the difference between them getting the house or not.
Yeah.
So we're well aware of the responsibility that the clients put in our hands, and we're happy to be that safe pair of hands for them, and we'll do our very best to get the best deal for them.
Definitely. And no, I think that's right. And I would also say the other thing about us as well is that we are, you know, we are honest with people. We will sort of tell them sometimes maybe what they don't want to always hear, but our job is to act in their best interest and, you know, do the best job that we possibly can for them. So if we think that something's perhaps overvalued or whatever it might be, we will, I will often say to clients, I don't think you should be paying that, or maybe you shouldn't be looking at this property for X, Y, and Z. We will be very honest with people, and I think that I think people need to hear that.
Good. Okay, thank you very much, Nicola. I appreciate your time. Hopefully this is one of many podcasts that Coulters will be putting out over the next few months, so hopefully people will listen to us. But thanks for your time, and I hope you found that useful.